another beautiful day to wake up to the new mercies God has for us. Last week, we began a series on what it looks like to walk as a servant. We found out that we have the perfect example in the life of Jesus as we saw in His Word. Let's continue by reading Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, through He was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God was highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In these verses, what did we find that Jesus gave up? Well, He gave up heaven. And what position did He take when He came to earth? He came to earth to serve. He was a servant. He taught. He healed. He preached. He got to know people. He had compassion. He had fury. He set examples of what true servanthood looks like. He was tempted. In verses 7 and 8, it tells us that He came in the form of a servant and was born in the likeness of man. It also tells us that He became obedient to the point of death, but never gave in to temptation. In verses 8 through 11, we find that how and when God rewarded Him for His humble service. When Jesus obediently went to the cross and died there for us all, God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Remember the scene last week of the Lord's Supper, how Jesus served His disciples by washing their feet as an example of how we should serve others. It's hard to think about, but He served even the one who would betray Him. That fact leads me to think about my own life and how hard it is to serve people who have betrayed me. I'm sure that someone just came to your mind when I said that, that has betrayed you, and how hard it would be to serve them in a loving way. So, as Christ followers, what do you think Jesus would want us to do for that person? Okay, watch out. Here it comes. In Philippians 2, 3 through 5, it says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. Okay, now, don't leave me here. Listen to the word. But in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Whew! These next verses really get into our business, but hang on. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. So what are we told to do here? Are we told to step back and not get into the messy parts of people's lives when they need help? Are we to be shy about that? Are we to just turn our backs, turn away, and act like it's not even happening? No, these are the things that we should do. We should do nothing for self-ambition. It shouldn't be about us. It should be about God and His glory. We should be humble. We should humble ourselves to be willing to get into that mess with people that we love and care about. We should count others more significant than ourselves. We should look to the interest of others. Find out what interests other people and get to know them and be there for them. And most importantly, be more like Jesus, because that's going to cover it all. If we try to live our lives as close to the way Jesus lived his life, we will have all of those bases covered. We won't shrink back when it comes to serving people. We won't turn our heads the other way. We will go with humble hearts and excited attitudes to be able to do God's work for His glory. This gives us some things to think about and ponder on this next week. Remember, as you think on these verses, that as we talked about for a few weeks, we are still searching for God's will for us on a daily basis. He has work for us to do. He has responsibilities for us. We've learned today that His will for us is to humble ourselves and serve others for His glory. Next week, we will touch on these, or those we are to serve. So next week, we'll start talking about the ones we should serve. My prayer for us this week will be for us to be open to God's will for us in service to others for Him. May God bless you always and in all ways. Have a great week.